Two armed and dangerous bank robbers are being sought in Missouri. I'm Darian, and I'll be back with more on this case on Real Crime Cases. December 28, 2011. A man approached a person in the parking lot of Walmart and demanded money. The victim gave up the money, and the robber fled on foot. Surveillance cameras captured the images of the suspect. He is described as an Asian male in his 20s or 30s, about 5 feet 7 inches tall with a husky build. He was wearing a black pea coat and a black hat. Thursday, March 31st, 2011, another man was observed stealing multiple clothing items from JCPenney's in downtown Anchorage as a female security guard tried to take him into custody. The man swung a backpack at her, knocking her to the ground. Then he pushed her down a second time as she tried to get up. He then fled the mall into the 5th Avenue parking garage. The suspect appears to be an Asian male in his 20s, about 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighing about 180 pounds. He has short hair and was wearing black horn-rimmed prescription glasses. To see photos of both suspects or to leave a tip, please visit realcrimecases.com. In Detroit, Michigan, the bodies of 34-year-old Dyrell Davis, 22-year-old Jeanette Harris, 28-year-old Jason Coaster, and 16-year-old Sean Bender were found at 9:15 p.m. on December 4th. All four were shot execution style. Less than one day later, the house was torched by an arsonist and destroyed. Neighbors had said the house was raided for a drug dealing earlier that day, but family members disputed those claims. Coaster's father, Mel Coaster, said his son had rented a room at the house for less than a week for his girlfriend. The pair were set to come back and live at his house by that weekend. Mel Coaster said he feels like he's in a bad dream. Even now, he has trouble processing what happened. Crime Stoppers of Michigan is offering a $3,500 reward for information leading to an arrest. If you have any information, please contact me at my website. While there, you can see pictures of the four victims. That address is realcrimecases.com. It was the night of June 3rd, 1994. Police say Joe East repeatedly called the home of Tamara Parrish's ex-girlfriend, saying that he needed to borrow some money. When East showed up at the home, the sister entered the door and gave him the money he supposedly needed. Joe East wouldn't leave. He wanted to see Tamara. According to officials, Tamika tried to close the door, but East pushed his way and headed upstairs to Tamara's bedroom. Police say Joe East shot Tamara 3 times point blank in the chest. Joe East is a black male and he's 47 years old. He stands 5 feet 7 inches tall and weighs 200 pounds. His hair is brown and his eyes are brown with a stocky build. Joe East was born in Jamaica but last seen in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He may be in West Virginia. If you have any information, please contact your local law enforcement agency. San Clemente, California had never seen a crime quite like the one that occurred on November 1st, 2005. An unidentified man in his mid-20s was caught on video surveillance breaking into Sonny's Pizza and Pasta restaurant through a bathroom window. Initially, the thief tried to tear the video cameras off the wall, but according to police, he was unsuccessful. Cops say for the next 45 minutes he tried on aprons, helped himself to soft drinks, and started to cook a sausage and pepperoni pizza. According to the police, the hungry bandit was scared off by the sounds of the morning crew arriving at 3 a.m. He left his pizza in the oven and escaped out the front door with a 200-pound safe containing $3,000. If you have any information on who this hungry bandit is, please contact the San Clemente, California Police Department or your local law enforcement agency. William Willingham is wanted for kidnapping and rape in Tate County, Mississippi. On December 22, 1998, Willingham is alleged to have tied up his girlfriend in her bedroom at her residence and proceeded to the next room to rape her daughter. Willingham's girlfriend managed to free herself and went to the aid of her daughter. However, Willingham allegedly brandished a knife and forced his girlfriend back into her room. He then returned to the room of his girlfriend's daughter and allegedly continued to rape her. William Willingham was born June 21, 1961 in Memphis, Tennessee. He stands 6'1" and weighs 180 pounds. His hair is black and his eyes are brown and he is a black American male. The FBI and Tate County Sheriff's Office in Mississippi are offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of William Willingham. If you have any information or if you would like to see a photo of the suspect, please contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.